In this week's episode, we talk about the new Magic Band Plus coming to the resort. What does it do? Sit back and find out. We have news about a Christmas party that will not be returning this year. Could we see it in DCA next year? It's the end of an era of an iconic voice. Not to worry, with artificial intelligence technology, we'll hear his voice for generations to come. Also, She-Hulk, Andor, Knott's Berry Farm news, and more on this non-hating episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Welcome to Mouse Power, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mouse Power Podcast.
Hey, what's going on?
The apprentice lives.
Best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Think of me, Hardy Jello.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
All right, so we got to start with the death of Coolio.
Man, you had to go there.
I had to. So, you know how it is here. We, besides talking about any deaths that have to do with Disney, we go with death that has to do with us and our lives. And, I'm not one to go on Facebook to go, I don't go on there all the time. And I actually saw the news from you, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? And then, of course, once I saw that from you, I scroll down, and everyone in the world is posted it. But, so I just want to say real quick, if you guys didn't know, Coolio passed away. From TMZ says that he was actually here in L.A. in town. I guess he lives in Vegas, and he was at a friend's house. He went to the bathroom, and he didn't come out. After a while, the friend over there was calling for him, and no answer. So they broke down the door, found Coolio was laying on the floor, called EMTs, and the EMTs pronounced him dead on the scene. Supposedly, they think he suffered from cardiac arrest, and autopsy is being performed, so there'll be more information on that. They said no drugs or anything like that found, so, it's sad.
Yeah, he was, when that stuff was coming out, it was just feel-good music.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
well, what song you played there, but, like, you know, even Gangsta's Paradise was... Man, that was not feel good music, but it was a good song. He always had good stuff. That was it, late 90s, mid to late 90s.
Song. Yeah, speaking of, so yeah. I just want to, the reason I wanted to talk about Coolio was because during this time I was actually a DJ doing weddings, schools, stuff like that. And playing Fantastic Voyage was always on the list, as a go-to for whatever, we were playing at. Now, I want to let you know that I used to do DJing for the Seal Beach Yacht Club. So think about that crowd, Seal Beach Yacht Club. A bunch of old white rich people.
Yep.
I could put Fantastic Voyage on and it would go, so...
Yeah. Is it still on? You still playing in the background?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just making sure. I'm not hearing stuff.
No. Yeah, so
talking me a little bit.
Yeah, Gangster's Paradise. What was the name of the movie? Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds. Yeah. Yeah.
So with Michelle Pfeiffer, which was a awesome. It was a good movie, and the soundtrack or the song actually was really popular back then, and it was a hit. And Michelle Pfeiffer said that she thinks that the reason the movie did well was because of the song. After the song came out, she says it probably made a lot of people go watch the movie, which made it a big hit. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
So, Disney Connection. He was on an episode of Gravity Falls.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's on an episode of Gravity Falls, and actually something else that I saw. Is that one real quick? He was on The Muppets Tonight. He wanted to get The Muppets Tonight.
Well, there you go.
You know how I feel about The Muppets, so I promise you I didn't see that.
That part of my life in the 90s was all about Coolio, Fantastic Voyage, playing that at, you know, like I said, different gigs we had. And I think Gangster's Paradise is a really cool song. It has a lot of meaning, especially for the Dangerous Minds soundtrack or movie. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, we're going to talk about people who have affected our lives, no matter if it's Disney or not. And this is how Coolio affected my life. And he will be missed. Coolio passed away at the age of 59, which is way too young.
Way too young, yeah.
That's crazy. All right. We're going to move on with Magic Bands.
Magic
Bands. Yeah, Magic Bands are coming. We got an announcement about that a couple of weeks ago. You guys, let's see. Here we go. Magic Bands will be coming to the Disneyland Resort. And let's see. Of course, everything when you get this announcement from Disney Parks blog, they always want to talk about Disney World. Yada, yada, yada. So, Magic Band Plus offers the opportunity to show off your personal style in the parks. It's also rechargeable, the charging cable is included. It's waterproof, keeping the fun going and going. When Magic Band.
Ooh, Magic Buns.
I got some conchas today.
Ooh.
With Magic Band Plus is paired to a smartphone device through the Disneyland app, it unlocks personalization options such as selecting unique light colors and adjusting the vibrations and motions recognition settings. So it says Magic Band Plus features and experiences will vary between both of the parks. And there's a video of what's going to happen, but you guys can play that on your own. I did post this on Mousepire Facebook. Just a lot of crap going on here. So, Magic Band Plus will come to life during World of Color and Fantasmic. You'll also be able to explore Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland Park like never before with the Star Wars Batuu Bounty Hunters interactive quest. Vibrations and lights from your Magic Band Plus will help guide you to find virtual bounties across Black Spire Outpost. When you find it, your bounty, you can use the thingamabobber. Let's see, you can use the augmented reality thermal viewer in the Disney Parks the Play Disney Parks app.
Play Disney, yeah.
To reveal who's hiding in the shadows. Once your mission is successfully completed, local guild master Roga Bau will reward you with galactic credits. And this is just the beginning. There will be more Magic Bun Plus, Magic Bad Plus features and experience still to come. Stay tuned to the Disney Parks blog for more updates, yada, yada, yada. So it says launching this fall. Fall's already started, so we don't know when. We don't have prices and how much this thingamabob's going to cost.
Oh, well, but you can kind of take a guess from the what. So, truth be told, you know this. I never pay attention to Florida because it's just not my park.
Right.
So, I obviously know what a Magic Band is, but after they made this announcement, I read some of the stuff that came out and I tried to figure out, okay, what is this thing? Because I really, I was never concerned with it because they've had it over there for a while, right? It's been in Florida for a while.
Yes, years.
It's not new over there. Yeah.
Just the plus part.
Yeah, the plus part. So there's different ones, right? Yeah. The Magic Band Plus is the one that's going to work over here. And over there, it's used for admission into the park.
You can get your ticket.
Lightning Lanes.
And your hotel. And your credit card's connected to it, so when you're in the hotel and you drink, get a drink or food, you just swipe your band, which is going to be the same thing over here.
Okay, so, I'm trying to look at, positives and negatives of this.
All right, so, it's going to be just like your Disney, the app, where you can do the mobile order and pay, so you'll be able to hook up your credit card to this and use your Magic Band to pay. Like if you're in a gift shop or something, you'll be able to connect the app to this, your pass to this, and use it to get into the park. Swipe the band, your picture comes up, you get into the park, and same thing. Oh crap. And same thing with the hotels. Your room key, I believe the room key will be connected to this. And
I heard that's not right away.
Okay.
That's what I heard. That's not right away.
Okay.
Here anyway.
And of course, like I said, credit card, this and this and that. So, yeah.
So if I'm looking at it and thinking, okay, it's loaded, because it's like a watch, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what we have.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I've got that and I've got my stuff loaded, because how many times have we been to the park and I'm in the Esplanade getting ready to load my ticket and the damn thing won't load or it kicked me out and does this eliminate that? Because if this eliminates that, that's a plus. That's in the plus column.
You know what?
There's always one of us that goes and be like, damn thing's not loading for me.
Do you have the Disney Wi-Fi on?
Hell no.
Okay, because I don't either, but I used to. And I would walk into the park, and then, I'm hooked up to Disney Wi-Fi, and then I can't get into it. So I always, turn it off. I'm not in, hooked up to that anymore.
No, I never connected to Disney Wi-Fi. It's terrible.
So real quick, here on the parks blog, it says, Parable with a smartphone, like I said, using the Disney app. Link Disney PhotoPass photos to your Disney account. Options to adjust LED lights, the vibrations and gesture recognitions. So, seek virtual bounties. We already talked about that. Disney Park entry, valid park admission and reservation requires. Waterproof. Check in at Lightning Lane entrances. And that's it. It says here on that. Everything else is what we talked about.
Yeah, so it seems like it's fairly cool. If I can just scan that and deal with it instead of having to pull up my phone and bring up the app. Because actually, now that I think about it, there's been a few times where my app has not wanted to open. Like I was at DCA one night in the summertime. I think they were closed, but I was doing some shopping on Buena Vista Street, and I was trying to buy something, and the app it would not load. I had to, and it wasn't busy in where I was in the licensing company at the particular stand I was at. So I walked, she said, go stand over there by the door. You know, okay, really walk away from my purchase and go stand by the door to try to get connection to turn the thing on. So if this even comes close to eliminating that, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The prices for them, because I looked at that too. Back east, they're about $40 a piece. You know, and there's all kinds of different designs. So you can do one that's kind of your personality or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you can do a Haunted Mansion one or Nightmare Before Christmas or whatever. So I mean, I thought it's kind of cool. So I'm not completely sold yet. I need to get some more details, but I see how they could roll it out and say, oh, hey, fall, and guess what would make a nice little Christmas present. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's what we may see that. That may be a nice stocking stuffer if it rolls out and it's got enough benefits that I would use it. I could see my kids getting one of those stocking stuffers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something about. What do you think?
Well, I think it just makes it easy. You know, just if you're wearing it, you walk into the park and you can just like use it and not have to pull the phone out. I mean, not that the phone was hard. I actually haven't had any problems with the phone. The only one I had, like I said, is when if I had the Wi-Fi on, and as soon as I just turned that off, and then it, you know, I never had problems with the app opening.
I don't even want to suggest that it's all the time. It's not. It just happens sometimes at inconvenient times. And it's not just me. Sometimes it's one of the kids who will be like, yeah, the thing's not loading. It's not their fault. They don't have the Wi-Fi turned on either. So they know. We actually carry our own hotspot most times. We don't use it all the time, but you know, we usually have a hotspot with us, and sometimes it's just being slow to load or lines moving real fast, and I don't want to be that guy holding up the whole line because the damn app kicked me out.
Right.
So if this eliminates that, that's kind of cool. And because the price point's not bad, $40, that's not bad. You know, and that's rechargeable.
So when they,
I don't know, I'll probably buy it.
When they come out in the parks and in Downtown Disney, you think they're going to have lines like the popcorn buckets?
Well, probably, but then you can order. Can't you order them on Shop Disney?
But yeah, I'm sure you can.
Up on Shop Disney.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. But just like, you know how all those people are about.
Oh, yeah, the first day that's going to happen because they're going to release. Like,
I got to be the first one to get it and all that. Whatever.
No, I'm sure they're going to release a ton because they're going to want to sell a ton.
Oh, I know.
To Perspire key holders.
So, like I said, we don't have a date. It said fall, and we're already in fall. So, but you know, it's going to be soon. If I mean, because you know, like you said, Christmas presents. So Christmas is going to be coming up soon in the parks, and it's going to be. It's going to be interesting to see if we actually do get those popcorn lines for these magic buns.
Oh, the day they drop, we will.
Yeah. I won't be there. I'll get it, but, you know, like you said, maybe just go to Shop Disney and buy it.
Yeah. I'll probably buy some other crap for Christmas anyway. On a free shipping day.
Oh my gosh. So so more money to throw at Disney. Because if you guys do know about the magic bands, there's like Dan was saying, there's different cases, holders, or whatever you want to call it, wristbands or whatever, that you can get with the themings of whatever you want. And you know, with Disney they have so many different themes. So
And I've seen those for years. And some of them look cool, but I've got no use for it. I never had a use for it.
Right. So, I'm just saying, you know, people are going to buy the $40 band and then start buying the different, you know, holders.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I will buy one band, and if I do buy a holder, be probably just one, and just wear what I have until it breaks.
Yeah, until it breaks.
Yep. I'm not trying to accessorize my Magic band with what I'm wearing. So.
I already have an Apple Watch. That's good enough.
All right, so yeah, coming soon, and of course when they announce when, we'll post it on the Facebooks. All right, so next thing, just to let you guys know, this is going to be a really quick podcast today because there's not much going on in the Disneyverse, but we didn't get a confirmation from some guy who I have no idea who he is that Marius Knights will not be going on this year. Last year we had Marius Knights of Christmas after party thing going on at Disneyland. It was 5 nights. It was a lot of money to go to it. It was actually pretty cool. I loved it. I thought it was nice. The fireworks show was cool. Seeing the Muppets perform on the Omnibus was really cool. Probably the best thing about it. Everything else, you know, Christmas pictures with the characters and Christmas theme, settings, backdrops and everything was really cool. It was a good event, I thought. I saw somewhere where people were saying that it didn't get good reviews and that's why they're not doing it again. I didn't hear anything negative about it. Like I said, I went to it. I thought it was really nice. And
I don't remember hearing anything bad about it.
Yeah, so you had like...
I was actually thinking about going this year.
Yeah, because you had the Charles Dickens Christmas going up in Main Street, which I did not get to. I didn't see it. But the pictures I saw was really cool from, Mickey's Christmas Carol going on over there. So I thought it was great. I mean, there's a... Disney After Dark events that they have that suck ass. So I don't understand how the Marius Knights is like, oh, they didn't, no one liked it and they had bad reviews. I'm like, oh, I was one of the best ones I've been to. So
maybe it's just a case of wondering how busy it's going to be during the Christmas season.
It could be that. It could be
not willing to give up the day guest after that.
Yeah, it could be tons of tourists who come over here who are off and they don't know this is going on and now Disney's closed after 6 o'clock or whatever it may be, and you get a lot of complaints from that, and so they're just like, oh, maybe we shouldn't do this, maybe next year we'll see Marius Knights over at California Adventure. So that's what they did to Oogie Boogie, the Halloween party. Let's throw a Halloween over there. Get it out of Disney. So, yeah, but I thought it was... I didn't think it was coming back because it would have been announced already before whoever this guy...
Yeah, really, it's late. Yeah.
It would have already been announced and tickets would have probably already went on sale. I don't remember when they went on sale last year. But, of course, I can look it up. But, I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
So the guy that reported it is a reporter for the OC Register.
So
he's actually a credible news source. He does have Disney contacts. He's the one that also, I think he's the one that reported that they weren't going to allow renewal when it was the official like word of it. It was him that reported it. So he's credible. He's not some clickbait.
Yeah.
Right. He's an actual reporter.
All right. So
that's it.
Let's see. Marius Knights. Yeah. So there you go. So here it is. Tickets were available for purchase beginning on September 14th. So
it's not that far off.
That was last year.
That was 2 weeks, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I said. As soon as they didn't announce this, I didn't think it was coming back.
How many nights was it? Do you remember?
5 nights.
Okay, because I remember it wasn't that time.
And it was expensive. You know, the first night was Veterans Day, and that was $175, which was so stupid. I didn't understand, just because it's Veterans Day, why it had to be $175. And the rest of
it was a holiday.
Yeah, but still, it still doesn't make sense. You still got to go to school on the next day. So
interestingly, that's the Veterans Day this year is the first day of Christmas.
Oh, crap. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So now you brought that up, I might not be going on the first day of Christmas. So you got to cover it all for me.
Okay.
Well, I can definitely say I'm not going on the first day of Christmas. I don't know why I say might not be, but I will not be going on the first day of Christmas.
Well, I wasn't going to rope drop the place.
Oh, well, hey, you want to talk about rope? So, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you, I mean, I know it's Veterans Day, and I have an idea of what you're hinting at, but no, I wasn't going to rope drop the thing. Your night would be better anyway, cause, or late afternoon would be evening, because catch all the lighting and stuff. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so yeah, no merriest nights this Christmas season, but doesn't mean they wouldn't bring it back and throw it at DCA. Alright, so let's talk about rope drop real quick. I did a rope drop.
You did a rope drop?
I did a rope drop on Friday, last Friday.
Oh, yeah, you told me I never.
But it was at Disneyland. It was at Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm?
Yeah, Knott's Berry Farm. So the Fam Bam from Arizona flew in. Well, they didn't fly in, they drove in. And the plan was Knott's Berry Farm on Friday. And then after that, head over to the Dodger game. And then they told me, okay, well, we'll pick you up. We're going to leave at 8 o'clock. I'm like, what? They open at 10. They open at 10, so we're leaving at 8. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I said, this ain't Disneyland. You don't need to be there right when it opens. And they have passes. They have passes. And it was also a Knott's Scary Farm night. So they're closed at 6 or whatever, 5, 6, whatever it was. So it wasn't, you know, we're paying for this, so we're going to get our money's worth. No. They had passes, and I was like, oh, my God, why? You know, me, I would have left here at noon. That's what I would have done. So, yeah, rope drop at Knott's Berry Farm. Didn't actually make it inside the park when they opened. We were outside, but this is the first time I've heard this. I didn't know they did this, but when they open the park, they play the national anthem. So, I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know that. And we're walking.
How come you didn't get in? Just didn't get there in time?
Yeah. We were heading right into security at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So we got in like at 10:03. So real quick. Their security, oh my gosh, I don't know why Knott's Berry Farm security is way better than Disney now. So when I went there, they have the scanners now, just like at at Star Wars Convention.
Okay.
I mean, in the beginning they had the metal detectors. And they were, you know, searching bags, blah, 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 blah. And then they try to make it faster by lowering the sensitivity on the detectors and having you just walk in. And if you don't beep, you just go in. If you beep, then you have to go to the next side, left side, right side, wherever you're coming in. And, of course, if you come in with a bag, you got to get searched. So, you know, mm-hmm. A couple of times they just walk in and nothing happens, and they just, okay, go ahead. So that's cool. So, yeah, now they have the little sensor thing or whatever. So you just walk in. They said, one at a time, please. And you just walk in. Okay, go ahead. And boom. So, yeah, why is Disney lagging on that? You know, they had it at Star Wars Celebration, which was awesome. Don't know why.
I got hit every time. Every dang time.
I don't know why they didn't have it at D23.
I don't know. They can afford it. I mean, even if they decided to do something like Universal with the X-ray machine.
Right.
It moves quick. It moves really quick at Universal.
So
I don't know.
I think I think we'll bring this up right now since we're talking about Knott's Berry Farm. So I was thinking that, you know, maybe with these new detectors they have, maybe it's because of, you know, the Halloween haunt on Knott's Scary Farm that's going on, and that's going to make everything go a little quicker too over there. So maybe that's why they got them now. Like, I haven't been there on a Knott's Scary Farm yet. So, I don't know. We'll see about that. I was going to be probably try to go next week or something. So, we'll see. But speaking of Knott's Berry Farm, we have an update on their chaperone policy.
What?
Yeah, another update. Of course, the updates are, well, for decades we've been doing blah, 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 blah. Okay, who cares? So it says, this started on September 29th, and that was the next. Oh, is it today? Oh, yeah, Thursday, yeah. For the Knott's Scary Farm stuff. And it says, guest, of course, 21 and older, may now chaperone up to 5 guests under the age of 18. 5 guests. And now, it also said that for Knott's Scary Farm, I'm trying to find it because it's not in this one, but it had said something about people who are chaperoning under 18-year-olds during Knott's Scary Farm will be getting a complimentary ticket for another day.
No, for that day.
Is it that day?
Yeah.
Here it is. I found it. Okay. Effective today, any chaperone who accompanies a total of 5 minors, all with valid paid admissions for the evening's event, will be given 1 complimentary chaperone admission to use for that event night only. But that doesn't make sense to me because I buy my tickets ahead of time. So you're saying that you actually go and get your tickets on that day for you to get this complimentary ticket?
No, you probably could buy, like, if I'm taking 5 kids, I probably could buy 5 tickets and then show up there. Probably have to check in somewhere to get my free ticket.
Okay. Makes sense.
You know who used to do that with Warped Tour?
Oh.
Warped Tour used to do that. Yeah, this was very little known, but if you were taking somebody under the age of 13 to Warped Tour, the adult got it for free. So the last year they had Warped Tour, I took my daughter and I only bought 1 ticket. And then I had to go check in at a tent next to where the line was to get in to get my free ticket. And they just, you know, saw her, checked my ID, gave me a ticket and put on the wristband. So I got a complimentary thing.
Well, there you go. Cool. So, yeah. So
it can be that easy. I mean, it probably, because of what it is, it's slightly more complicated, but it can be pretty easy.
Yeah, like I said, I'm probably going to try to head over there next week. And I'll see how all that works if I can. But, I mean, that's a good idea because, you know, there's a lot of parents who are just dropping their kids off at Knott's Scary Farm, and now they have to go. You know, the parents.
Well, and Scary Farm's a special event.
Right.
So you'd be tend to, you know, want a little bit bigger of a group. Because when we used to go to Scary Farm, I mean, mind you, this is back in the day. Yeah, 7, 8, 9 dudes would go. You know, we'd all go. So you want your group of friends. That makes sense, especially for a special event like that. But, you know, they also have to stay with their policy, which we were wondering about, remember?
Yeah. No, I was just saying that, you know, parents drop off their kids to go to this thing because they don't want to go to it, and now they have to go to it. So now it's just saying, all right, well, since we're making you come here, then we'll let you come in for free. And that's what
I'm... Fair to me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. Do you have anything more to say about that? Because I can kind of give you some different perspective on what we've got with the chaperone policy.
No, go ahead.
So we got invited to a special event at Knott. And we were wondering about that. We were wondering how they're going to handle that because of their chaperone policy. But it is a special event. And it's a fundraiser, actually. So we were told today, at a meeting, that they were going to be relaxed on the policy because everybody's obviously there through as a school field trip. And it's the park is closed, right? Only pre-purchase tickets for this special event, only through schools. And we were told that in lieu of meeting that policy, because our policy is 1 to 10. So for every 10 students, you're supposed to have a chaperone anyway. But not made it mandatory for chaperones to attend a virtual training. Then they're going to offer 2 because our event is in November. So they're going to offer 1 in a couple of weeks and then 1 a few days before. But chaperones have to attend that meeting. So that's like the compromise, I guess. So I think we'll start to see, you know, little things like this. Because I don't think they expect us to have, if I'm taking 50 kids, because that's the goal, 10 chaperones. You know, I'm pounding around with the kids all night. I don't think that's reasonable. Not for what they're doing.
Right.
So, I don't know, we'll see. More to come. I'm even waiting to see because I have taken some of the kids that work for me. And sometimes they're not 21. They're 20. So I even have to find that out. Like, can I take a 20-year-old? Because I have one working for me now that would do it. She's an authority figure over, you know, 16, 17-year-old kids. Kids know that. But she's only 20. So, you know, and they're usually with me anyway. So, I don't know. We'll find out. But I guess it just shows that they will relax a little bit for special things.
Right. I mean, I expected that they would relax it for school groups because that's how they make their money when bringing in schools.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure they already figured out how they're going to do when they, you know, this summer when you have all the eighth grade classes going on over there and the senior classes.
Day camp. And I heard that they did for the day camp. They relaxed a little bit for day camp. Yeah.
Well, don't forget, I mean, you know, that was during the week too, though. So there's no rules on during Monday through Thursday. So yeah, all right. So when are you going?
For that? The 10th, November 10th.
Oh, cool.
And then I'm going to get home late because the event goes till 1 in the morning. And then I was going to sleep in because the next day is no school, no work at school, and then go to Disney. The next day. So the first day of Christmas. That's the plan.
Cool. So the reason I won't be going there for the first day of Christmas is because I'm going to be heading over to Arizona.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there's going to be a big 50th birthday party going on that Saturday. So I'm going to head up on there. Probably head up there on that Thursday night or something. So, yeah, that's why I won't be going to Disneyland. I was like, I guess I could miss it. I guess I could miss Disney.
Yeah, it's going to be there for weeks.
Yeah.
I don't even have any reservations open right now because I have 5 things booked during Christmas time and 1 booked on Saturday. So, like, I literally have no reservation right now.
So, yeah, I mean, the plans go the way I want them to go. I'll be back on Sunday and maybe I'll just head over to Disney on that Monday. So I won't miss nothing.
No. Nah.
All right. So there you go. There's your Knott's Farm policy update that we was left for the end, and we just moved it on since we're talking about Knott's Farm. All right. So we're gonna talk about, well, we got a new trailer for that Strange World, which I had no idea what the hell that was when they first announced it. I was like, what is this crap? But but hey, the I keep pushing my wrong buttons over here. So I watched released the teaser trailer, which I played, which was like, okay. And now they released a trailer, which actually makes this movie looks really interesting. It looks like something I want to see that. So let's check out the trailer for Strange World.
President doing in our front yard.
Our entire world is in grave danger. I want you to come with me on an expedition.
I'm not my father. He was the explorer.
I know you were just a kid when he went missing, but now you're all we got.
Mr. Clade, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you.
Of your dad. Do you think you could forge his autograph?
What?
Where in the world are we?
Ethan, you brought the dog?
Sorry!
We are clearly in uncharted territory.
Whoa. Hello, you probably don't understand a word I'm saying.
Of course I understand you.
Huh? Dad?
Dad?
Grandpa?
I'm a grandpa.
What is this place?
The cliffs are alive. And the waters dissolve the flesh off your bones.
Everything down here is trying to kill us.
Do you mind if I call you Splat?
You just kind of give me Splat vibes.
Ow! I guess I deserve that. Grandpa's awesome!
He is not awesome!
You gave me a machete for my birthday?
Classic Jaeger claimed.
I was 2.
I'm loving this family reunion, but come on! We got a world to save!
We need you to figure this out, otherwise we're doomed. We are doomed!
Wait, seriously?
No, I'm just messing with you!
Didn't see that coming.
Just with that music makes it sound really, really interesting.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. So now I'm like, oh, you know, hey, it looks actually pretty interesting that I actually do want to check that out. Did you see
that music make it sound mysterious?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bad joke because Jake Gyllenhaal is Mysterio.
Oh.
That's the lead character.
Yeah, there you go. There's so many stars in this movie. Besides Jake Gyllenhaal, you have Dennis Quaid. You have Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union. The incomparable Alan Tudyk. So,
K2SO? Yeah.
Yes, there you go. And hey. So, so it looks really interesting. It says here that this will be released on November 23rd. So look forward to Strange World.
I happened to be over at D23. I happened to be over in that area. When, did you check out the studios exhibit? That's where they had some of the props and maquettes from like Encanto or Encanto, Moana, and some other stuff.
I don't think I got there.
Okay, on the backside there was something covered by a black veil, and I happened to be over there when they uncovered it, and everybody went crazy. And it was a prop from the movie to take a photo with. I mean, apparently they gave out a bunch of posters, but I missed those.
Oh.
I wasn't going to do. What am I going to do with posters anyway?
I know.
But they were giving out a bunch of them. Yeah.
I got that. I was going to say, I got that D23 member poster of the Mickey Mouse and all the different characters and the castle. And I don't even know what to do with it. It's still in my truck because I don't want to bring it in the house and get it all bent.
I heard that this is the first theatrical movie to use the new Disney logo. The 100 foot.
Oh, okay.
So I heard that that's the first theatrical release. And Hocus Pocus 2, which comes out tomorrow,
yeah,
as we record this, is the first actual film to use that. But yeah, that'll be the first. Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out on Disney Plus.
Right.
Strange World will be out on
movies.
In the theaters. Yeah.
I really haven't seen Hocus Pocus. I don't know if you're into that stuff.
Okay, I actually just did. So on my podcast, which I actually recorded an episode,
recorded an episode.
Yeah, my sometimes podcast. We actually recorded an episode, and one of my co-hosts was asking about that. So no, you really should watch it. It's cheesy, but it's kind of nostalgic. And so I was like, okay, so on Sunday, I was kind of chilling, doing nothing. And after football, but a different story. Anyway, it is cheesy, but I see why people like it. Because it has its moments. So when the new one comes out, I'll probably end up watching it. Just, I'm not going to get crazy like everybody is, but I'm like, okay, I see where it's like this. And that's all I can say about that. It's cheesy, but I see where people like it.
I've seen bits.
It's comedy.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it. My brother's played it quite a few times here, but I just never, just sat down and watched it. I'm not saying I don't like it or anything like that. I just never really got into it. Obviously, I know the characters, but... yeah, so maybe I'll do something like you and just watch it. Maybe I'll watch it tonight, and I can put the next one on because they'll be out by the time I'm...
Yeah, and I kind of watched it mindlessly. Like, I did watch it, but it's only about an hour and a half. I think it barely goes over an hour and a half. I just kind of watched it mindlessly. Not really background, but, like, I was paying attention, but I wasn't. I did actually go back after I finish and be like, I missed how this happened. So I went back to the beginning and watched that little piece again. But I think it's meant to be like that. It's meant to be kind of funny. So I think that's its saving grace. It's like, I don't think it ever really took itself too seriously. And then I think I heard something like the director was talking to his little girl and it's her story. Like, they were making up a story about, whatever, doing this. And that's kind of like, hey, that was going to be a cute movie. And that's kind of what it is. And it leaves it open for there to be a sequel. I don't think anybody knew it took 20 years.
Yeah.
But whatever it is. It's actually quite longer than that. 30 years? I don't know.
Probably 30.
Yeah, I think it came out in the mid-90s, or early 90s. Because it's very dated as far as that part is concerned. You see, like, guys with, like, vanilla ice and some of the shoes, and then you're like, yeah, that's very, very early 90s. So, Yeah, I'm not a hater. I watched it. I liked it. I'm not going to go crazy over it, but I liked it enough to watch the sequel.
Yeah, I'm not a hater either. So I'm just saying, I just never watched it and never, like,
me neither.
I wanted to watch this, you know, I want to watch that. But and then again, yeah. there's a lot of things I want to watch that I still haven't watched, like Lightyear.
This wasn't better. I like Lightyear better than this, but yeah.
I'll get there.
Did you ever watch Pinocchio?
Not yet. I'll get there. Trust me. I promise. All right. So speaking of trying to get there and watching things that I need to watch, we'll start with She-Hulk.
Yeah.
So Dan wants to talk.
It's on. Yeah.
Dan wants to talk about She-Hulk, and I'm like, I haven't seen it. But go ahead, talk about it. It's all good.
Well, I'm not going to give any spoilers. Do I like it? Yes. Is it what you expect? No. It's not one of the better shows. It's not terrible. But it's like a sitcom. Oh. And I don't think it takes itself too seriously. So there's a lot of points at times where she looks at the camera and breaks the fourth wall. Like, in every episode, she does that.
Okay.
So, I'm watching it, and they bring in a lot of obscure Marvel characters that you won't even, like, recognize. But I guess it's just serving as an introduction into the films, into the actual MCU. Because I haven't seen anything yet that I'm like, oh, wow, this is going to lead to this. Like, you knew WandaVision was going to be something big. Even Hawkeye, like, you know, this doesn't have the action. This is a comedy, is what it is. I think, actually, Ms. Marvel had more action than She-Hulk. And I really like that show. I really like Ms. Marvel. I'm not liking She-Hulk as much as I like Ms. Marvel. I don't hate it, but it's a comedy, and I watch it knowing I'm watching a sitcom, like watching an episode of Friends or whatever. It's nothing. I'm not comparing it to Friends, but you get the idea. You get it in little half-hour bits, and it's like, it does have an overarching story arc, but it's nothing too deep. Unless episode 7 just came out today as a recorder, and I actually just watched it before we started recording, and you start to see, okay, they're finally introducing, like, there's somebody behind the scenes pulling the strings, and you don't know who it is. Oh. But you've only got 2 more episodes. So, who knows what they're going to do with that.
Hmm.
Worth a watch? Yes. Essential viewing? No. Not yet. Not meant to be something big this next episode. That's what I think about She-Hulk.
So, yes, I need to get to that. I also need to get to Ms. Marvel. I haven't got there yet.
That's good. I really like that.
And I'm started thinking that I should have watched it already, because now we're back into TV season, and tonight on my list is Law and Order. But I will try to get there and watch all this stuff that I need to watch. So, but one thing I am watching is Andor.
Yeah.
Of course, in the beginning, it's all about explaining things and introducing you to his character and what, you know, he was all about before Rogue One. A lot of things that I try to pay attention to, because, you know, the first couple episodes explaining a lot of things, and I'm trying to listen and things like that, but sometimes things just go over my head. I don't know. It happens. But I don't know. What do you think?
Andor's really good. I like Andor. First 2 episodes, I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Right.
By the 3rd episode, you had me. By the end of the 3rd episode, I was in. That was it. The 3rd episode was much different than the first 2.
Yes.
Way more action. Not that it has to be, because I understand we already know they're going to get 2 seasons of it. So it did start off kind of slow, building, I guess, character development, kind of showing where he came from.
Right.
And then, bam, some stuff happened. And then, have you watched the fourth one yet? It just came out yesterday.
Yeah. I'm watching when they come out, so I'm always up to date.
So, I like that one too. Not as much action, but you get to see, I guess, the beginning of the rebellion and how much the Empire is willing to clamp down. And I think that's interesting. So I even thought this episode was really good. A lot of talking. The fourth episode was a lot of talking. Not so much on the action, but I thought it was good. I'm definitely intrigued for what's going to happen now.
Yeah,
I really like it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like waiting for next week's episode to see what's going to happen. I think I don't even know the name of the guy, but the guy who was going after Andor, trying to, not obey orders. I thought that was funny. I told my brother.
The Imperial guy?
Yeah. Well, the guy. The guy that was trying to find the guy who killed the two, and the commissioner guy said, just leave it alone. We don't need basically the Empire down here. And then he doesn't listen, and he does his investigation, and doesn't go the way he thought it would go. And now you got the Empire down there, and like,
he's got to go back to live with his mama.
Yes, I thought that was great, but now he's pissed off. So we'll see what we'll see what happens there. But I'm really intrigued to see what's going on, or what's going to happen. It's really, really interesting. And I like the in the last episode where he comes in and everyone's like, who's this guy? We don't need this other guy here. No. You always have that in something when you bring someone in to do a job and like, who's this guy? I don't know him. I can't.
Yeah, it's a common trope, huh?
Yeah.
No, we got this. We got this. We don't need the extra guy. Extra guy, give us this. Okay, but I don't like him. Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was really cool. So, yeah, I'll be, like I said, I watch on when it comes out. So, on that Tuesday night, going to Wednesday, whatever, I'll watch it like about 1 o'clock in the morning. So, I'm up to date with that one.
Well, I'm up to date with both of them now. I like them both, but Andor's much, much better.
All right, and then there's some other Star Wars stuff that I saw, but I didn't write it down. I don't remember right now.
We got the big one. We got the big one.
Oh, we'll get there in a minute. I got one more trailer to play or an update, and we'll get to the other thing. But I was just thinking about the new or some more of the series coming out, another one that was coming out soon or they're working on. I saw something real quick, but I didn't write it down. Maybe next week we'll talk about it or something. But, hey, we're going to go over from Star Wars universe and head over to the Marvel Cinematic Universe with an update from Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool.
Hey, everyone. We're extremely sad to have missed D23, but we've been working very hard on the next Deadpool film for a good long while now. I've had to really search my soul on this one. His first appearance in the MCU obviously needs to feel special. We need to stay true to the character, find new depth, new motivation, new meaning. Every Deadpool needs to stand out and stand apart. It's been an incredible challenge that has forced me to reach down deep inside. And I have nothing. Yeah. Completely empty up here and terrifying. But we did have one idea. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
When that song comes on the radio, I change the channel. All right, so
it's so overplayed.
So there you go. Hey, we're going to have Wolverine in the next Deadpool movie, and that's slated right now to come out on September 6th, 2024. Very, very interesting, I guess. I haven't really watched, like, I don't know how many X-Men movies there were.
Cool.
So I haven't really watched all of those. I've seen, like, the first one, too, maybe. I don't remember. And
there were, because they redid them. Right. Or actually, they kind of did prequels.
Yeah.
So they did, with Hugh Jackman, they did the three originals. And then he was in Days of Future Past. So that's four. And then he was in Logan.
Right.
So five. And then Origin.
Okay.
So six. At least six. So, I'm probably missing something.
So, you know, I haven't watched Logan. And spoiler alert, he dies in Logan. I guess there was another video, and they were saying, oh, I know you guys are wondering how Wolverine's here when he died in Logan. Have you seen that video?
I haven't seen that one.
So it's funny because he's like, oh, the reason is it's because, and then he starts explaining it, but then they put some music over it so you can't hear it. So, interesting. So there you go. We're going to have Deadpool and Wolverine. It's going
to
be...
Oh, okay. Okay. I was trying to see how many he did. And Logan, which is a good movie, by the way, another, add that to the list of movies you should watch.
Okay.
Takes place in 2029, so.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. But it does make reference. What I'm looking at does make reference to the video that you're talking about when they put it over it.
So maybe it's just going to be before that, huh?
Maybe. Yeah.
So yeah,
hope.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I haven't watched Logan, not because I'm not into it. It just, you know, one of those things you forget about.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely try to get into all that again. But there you go, dude. That's gonna be a crazy movie right there. I don't know. Just really, really
nine films, dude. Nine films.
Crazy. All right, so we are going to go right back to the Star Wars universe with the announcement that James Earl Jones has signed over his voice rights to the filmmakers of Star Wars, and they'll be using his voice and catalog voices he has and all that stuff from movies and you know, B-reels and things like that, using AI technology for Darth Vader's voice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good call. I mean, they've done it already once, right? I believe in something. I don't know what it was, but I think I heard they used his voice using AI.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not new.
Right. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea. He's, you know, he's an older man now.
He's 90, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a good idea. He doesn't have to be dragged into a studio and, you know, read lines and anything anymore. Just use what they got. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if this is right. I'm just thinking maybe he's going in the studio right now, throwing some lines real quick or verbs or some words and stuff like that. I was going to say verbiage. I was going to be like Anthony and say verbiage. I was like, why don't I just say words?
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, actually.
So, hey, maybe they're doing something like that. Okay, real quick, come into this, just say these words, and then they can use AI. And for the future films, yeah, we'll have... his voice, you know, forever until, you know, even after, you know, we're gone, they'll still carry on James Earl's voice as Darth Vader. I think that's, you know, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. It's sad, but it's like, he's 91. What are you going to do?
That's true. That's true. So, I mean, that's a good idea. I mean, they've used different voices, right, in the cartoons?
Well, you get animated. Yeah, it's all different people.
So.
And they're just as known as some of the regular actors.
Yeah.
It's Matt Lanter, who did Anakin. He's just as well known as Hayden Christensen.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's great, because then the rest of the generations will all have his voice, you know, have his voice for Darth Vader, and then it's awesome, so.
Hey, you want to know something interesting?
What?
Before we move on, because it's still Star Wars, but so I was doing some stuff with students yesterday, and we were outside doing some stuff with, like, sidewalk art, like a little project there going on, and I had a kid. I wrote with the sidewalk chalk on something, this is the way. And he asked me, oh, hey, I can draw like Baby Yoda. Do you want me to draw Baby Yoda? But sure, go for it. We're doing it. He's talking. And he's like, yeah, I didn't watch all the Star Wars movies until like this summer or something. And I said, oh, did you like them? He said, yeah, I did. He goes, the only ones I haven't seen are the sequels. I'm like, okay. Well, I know a lot of people don't like them, but I did. And it completes the story. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I like them. He's like, my favorite ones are the prequels. That's what he said.
Wow.
And this is a 16-year-old kid who, those were his movies. Because I had a conversation with another teacher a few days before that, and we were talking about that. Like, we're so attached to the originals because that's what we saw when we were a kid. But if you look back at them, they're flawed. There's things wrong with them. But that kid, the one, you know, that he gravitated to were the prequels, because technology, I'm sure, is part of it. Just because the technology is so advanced, you know, versus the original, that he gravitated towards that, because that's what he knows. You know, being 16, that's what he knows. We're looking at a rubber shark named Bruce. You know what I mean? for Jaws, like, oh my God, it's a rubber shark. So I just thought it was something cool. It was like he literally, like, and he said it with his chest out, like, oh yeah, I really like the prequel. And I was like, okay. I do too. I don't, you know, I'm not a hater. But I was like, okay, good for you, kid. More Star Wars is better than no Star Wars.
Exactly. So, speaking of Star Wars and movies, do you kids have a favorite movie?
I think the boy likes Revenge of the Sith. And my daughter has seen, like, the theatrical releases of the stuff that I've taken her to, and I think she kind of likes Rogue One.
Oh. Okay.
So that's cool. That's good. But when we were taking her, when I took her to see the prequels, or the sequels, I mean, she really liked the character Finn. So, which do you think it would be Rey? But I don't have a traditional daughter. No, I don't have a girly girl. She liked the character Finn. I have no idea why, but she did. She must have been, I don't know, about 9 or 10. When that first movie came out, and she just gravitated towards Finn. Okay. No particular reason at all. It's forced up with that.
That guy's annoying in the beginning. Stop grabbing my hand.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It was funny. You got a boyfriend, a cute boyfriend. That's funny. They have their moments. I know a lot of people trash on those too, but I they have their moments. Again, more Star Wars better than no Star Wars.
Exactly. Well, actually, that's all I have to talk about today, I think.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else, because that's everything I wanted to talk about. Real quick tale, man. I don't think I told you this. I went to the parks not this last week, the week before, and had some pics taken, because why not? In front of the Headless Horseman, and took some video and some pics in Cars Land, just because. And then got on Radiator Springs, and then my knee was done. I mean, it was done. It took me almost an hour to walk out of there. I got off the ride and I was like, oh my God, this hurts. And I sat down at Flo's for about 5 minutes. Then I made it as far as where Radiator Springs Racers, the Fast Pass distribution, used to be. I made it right there, and then I made it to the fountain, and then I made it to the bathroom, and then I made it onto the bus, and then I made it halfway to the parking lot where I was like, okay, give me a minute, and then made it to the car. I don't know. I have tendonitis in my knee, and it flared up really bad that day. Yeah, that's painful. So I was literally only parked for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't do it. I planned to stay the rest of the night. I was like, I can't walk. So that sucks. But we had fun over there. Took a bunch of pictures. But that part sucks. So I'm supposed to be there back this Saturday to make up for that. So hope so. I had some treats. I had the Oogie Boogie Rice Krispie treat.
Oh.
Yummy. That was good. I'm going to go try some more treats this week. So we'll see if I can get that freshie. That blood orange freshie.
You had to try that vodka drink, though.
I thought about it that night. I just didn't want to spend the $15 at the time. That's tough.
Yeah, it is tough, but it's really good. So that's the first time I ever bought alcohol. Yeah, there because of the price.
I've had a number of beers. I've had a number of beers there. Something else I was going to say about that day. Something else. Go ahead.
No, go ahead because mine's totally off.
I can't remember what I was saying. I was only going to tell you. I don't remember what I was going to say about that, but I was going to tell you what I got coming up because I booked the 50 days.
No, because I was just going to say on Saturday, this past Saturday, we went to Cheesecake Factory. And on the menu was the raspberry lemon drop. And, of course, they don't put a price on the menu.
Oh, no, especially to take a drink.
But I wasn't paying, so I got one.
The only way to do it.
Yeah, so I got one. This is how you do it. Like, oh, raspberry and lemon drop. That looks good. I wonder what that tastes like. And then they say, well, you should try it. So that's your go. They already say, okay, you can go ahead and get it, right? So I get it.
Yeah.
And it's really good. First time I had a raspberry lemon drop. I haven't had a lemon drop in a long time. So they put a little sugar coating on the rim, and it's, you know, raspberry and all that stuff. So it's really pretty good. So, you know, I'm done with it, and the server comes back. Oh, did you want another lemon drop? I'm like, no, it's okay, thanks. And my nephew. My nephew says, oh, what, you can't handle it? And, like, he's a big drinker. I said, first of all, that drink's probably $25, so I'm not going to go sit here and pay $25. Like $50. Like, I'm good. I go, second, I can't drink alcohol and eat food. That's just kind of gross to me. So, anyway, it was a pretty good lemon drop. I don't know how much it was. All I know is for 6 people, the bill was with the tip added was $260, dude.
Yeah, there were some drinks involved there, too.
That's crazy. And that was my first time there.
Appetizers at Cheesecake Factory?
Huh? Yeah, Cheesecake.
At Cheesecake Factory? Oh, it's all right. It's all right. It's nothing special.
Well, it was someone's birthday, and he wanted to go over there and...
Oh, fine. You want the cheesecake, right?
I don't like cheesecake.
I don't either. I can't eat it.
I know. But I got the strawberry shortcake. It was pretty good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It was I don't know what the bread was made out of, because it was kind of like, I don't know, but on the bread part, it had like sugar on top, crystals, and that made it really good because it made it look crunchy, and then on the bottom had ice cream, so ice cream and strawberries and whatever pound cake thing they're using. It was good.
So this is changing the subject again. I haven't gone to the park. My friend did and ended up giving me, because they had them available, readily available too, the candy corn slippers are there now at the park. The Donald ones.
Right.
They're cute. She picked me one up. They're pretty cute. And he's there. It does have the zipper thing behind his head. It's on a little stand, like one of those stands you put an action figure on, the little round stand. It's on one of those, so it's really stable. It's not just his feet. With, of course, a little lanyard. So it's cool. It's like $22. And according to her, there was no discount.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she had mobile ordered it, and she's like, it didn't come up with a discount on a mobile order.
So,
I don't know.
That's $22 with tax.
That's $22 with tax.
Because it's like 19-something, it says.
19-something, yeah. That's mm-hmm. tax.
Interesting.
Just under $22. So, yeah. They're cute, though. Like, they're super cute, and they seem to be readily available. So, and obviously, that's not part of the 30% off. That's going on right now. So
I think a couple of days ago or something, they were out of them. Someone said they were out of them. And I actually looked on the menu, and they were not there.
Okay.
I'm looking on the menu. Oh, let me look at this one. So I'm looking on the menu.
And I knew it was going to be off and on, which she said. She told me she was going. I'm like, oh, I work with her. So I told her, hey, if you see this, you pick me up a couple. One for me, one for my brother, and she did. Well, here's the thing I did.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Galactic Grill, and they don't have it. But I looked at the fruit stand there, and it says they have it. But I'm not going to tell anyone this, but there's a place that I looked up because they said, like I said, that people said they were sold out, but I looked at this one place and, I'm looking at this one place and it says they have it. So just in case it's like sold out other places, I'm going to head over to this place. And as soon as I get it, I'll tell you what place I was talking about. I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, I can tell you that the Corn Dog Castle has them. So there you go. So yeah, they have them at DCA, it looks like. But you already got yours. Okay, so
cool. Yeah, I got mine. Yeah. So just be getting yours because it is super cute. Coming up, I ended up booking first day of Christmas, day before Thanksgiving. What should be the candlelight weekend?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's usually the first weekend in December, so I booked that, I think, Saturday. I think I booked Saturday night. My brother's birthday is in December, so he wants to go, and it's on a Sunday, so he wants to go during the day and kind of open the park. Just as like a rope drop. And then the 20th, which is the last day that we're valid before the blackout. So
you said the 20th?
Yeah, the 20th.
Okay.
That's going to be our new 23rd, I guess.
That's the new 23rd.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I got to make sure I check for Ogas. If we're going to do Ogas again that night. But the walk-up has been very successful, Ogas. Every time I've tried to walk up to Ogas, I've managed to get in. We just don't get a table. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, there's a stand at the table, the standing one.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. Oh, and we did, he booked, actually, now that I think about it, he booked Carnation Cafe. Ooh. He booked Carnation Cafe on the 11th. So we're going to end up getting there probably about 1 o'clock, and I think we have a quote-unquote dinner reservation there at about 3. So he's like, no, let's eat a meal. Okay. I think in 2023, we've been talking about this and see if we can do it. And if you want to join us, you can. I think we're going to try to eat at every place that we can eat at the park.
Okay.
So that's the challenge. I can eat at all these different places.
Because
I've never had a Bengal barbecue. Yeah, I've never had Bengal barbecue.
We're going to have Fat Time Tour.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Catch us in 2023 doing a Fat Time Tour.
Oh, that sounds good.
That time 2023. There you go. There's a new hashtag. Fast Time 2023.
I can't believe you never ate a Bingo barbecue.
I just had never thought about it. It smells so good when I walk by, but we get distracted and then whatever. Now it's going to be like, let's make it a point to try to eat here. So I think we're going to do that.
That's my other brother's favorite place. As soon as he hits the park at Rope Drop, he's at Bingo Barbecue. He's already there. And
if I had a slushie there, it doesn't count, right?
Well, you didn't eat anything.
Some kind of food item. So we got to set some rules. Well, kind of food item.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't eat.
Which means we're going to end up trying to do Carte Circle too.
I don't eat at Bingo, but the breadsticks are pretty good.
Okay. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll just
all right. That's all I got.
We just have to elbow it.
Yeah.
So right now I don't have any plans to go to the park until I don't even know when. So I will, you know, I'm going to probably look at the calendar and pick a day to go. If I can go on Saturday, I will. I'm not sure yet. We'll see what happens. But I don't know.
All right. They're always open. You have an Inspire key. There's always reservations open or open.
Right. Oh, so I recorded this. I found this drop last, 2 weeks ago, whenever we recorded before, and I put it here on my little thing, and I forgot to use it. But, hey, don't forget, over there at California Adventure Park, Guardians of the Galaxy is after 6 o'clock.
Monsters After Dark!
There you go. So, yeah, go enjoy that. That's another thing you haven't gone on, right?
No, I might have tried it that night, but damn leg. You know?
So that's another thing that I tried because it's pretty cool. I like it. It's, you know, they got a lot of monsters over there during...
Monsters After Dark!
I recorded it, so I'm going to use it.
Yeah. So maybe I'll try that Saturday. I mean, we haven't gotten on Mansion yet either. I didn't want to do the long wait. It's been too hot. I don't want to wait that long in the heat.
Right, right.
So now that it's kind of like not quite so bad, that's the agenda for Saturday, hopefully. Well, that's what I was going to do last Saturday I went. Wait till the end of the night and then do it. And then I couldn't walk over there. So we'll get it, man. We'll get it. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, right now at 11:15 p.m., it's a 60-minute wait.
And it won't be 60 minutes. It always gets faster than that.
Yeah, so I just have to make sure I've sit down for a long time and then I'll be able to stand up. All right, well, I think that's it for today. And where's my theme music? Play my theme music. Oops, I hit the wrong button. I do that a lot over here. Yeah, so that's it for this episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. hey, if you guys want to join the Fat Time Tour 2023, let us know.
Head over. Let's go.
Yeah, just join the MPC. Head over to anchor.fm/Mouse Power Podcast. Record a message. Say, hey, I want to join you. When are you going? And we'll fill you in. Also, if you have some food that you want to recommend from the different places there in the Disneyland Resort, you can record that too. Or you can hit us up at, the old Gmail, mousepowergmail.com. Send an email. Let us know what places you think Dan would love to try in this new food tour that we're going to be going on. So there you go. Also, you can follow us over on the Mouse Pirate on Facebooks and Instagrams and the Twitters, YouTube, Snappy Snaps, TikToks. That's a lot of stuff. We have Patreon. Then we have DGPClothing.com. We have Dan has his Dan's Disney Adventures.
Yep.
He's on the TikTok Talks. Where's all that at?
DANSZIG77 on the TikTok, and that's got a link to my link tree, which has all the different I got like 4 YouTube. All different stuff.
Oh my God. He's a YouTube star now.
No, it's just storage for the stuff on my phone, really. But and just people just happen to like it.
Right. So yeah, go follow Dan. Check out his TikToks. They're funny. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't have too many TikToks going on. I got to get my butt over to the park. I'm just, I don't know. Hopefully I'll get there soon. Got to go find some dates to make my reservations. And I know I will be there a lot during Christmas time because that's my favorite time in the parks.
Yeah, mine too, because I already have 5 dates booked, so I'll be there quite often.
Well, there you go.
I have to actually make time to do Halloween. Yeah.
All right. So for artist Leon Levy Jr., I'm Diggs.
I'm Dan.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Monsters After Dark.
Albert.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepire.com.